Let me just state unequivocally that it is time for us to economically go to war with businesses that are attacking freedom in this country. It is time economically for us to take our dollars and to go to businesses where our dollars are welcome and our ideals are welcome and the integrity of voting is welcome in this country. Let me explain exactly what I mean by that, and that is what's gone on in Georgia this week. These companies that came out, Coca-Cola and Delta and all of these other companies, right, that came out attacking Georgia as a state for passing a law which the majority of citizens, not just in Georgia, but in the entire country support, overwhelming support, for there to be voter integrity laws and for them to bow down to the extreme and the alt-left, the radical left, the socialist left. It is time for us to say, okay, you want to play this game? Two can play this game. And Georgia, as an elected body, actually did a brilliant job this week holding accountable the companies that try to throw them under the bus. Now, let's really take a look at Major League Baseball real quick. And let's talk about Major League Baseball, because this is a perfect example of the hypocrisy of Major League Baseball and of the BS that you're seeing here. Major League Baseball took on pressure from the alt-left, from the radical left, from the socialist left. And they said you cannot have the All-Star Game in Georgia. The All-Star Game is, you know, the game where all the All-Stars come together and play at midway point through the season. It's the All-Star Break, as they call it. And they have this big game. They have the Home Run Derby. It's great for TV. A lot of people like to show up. You get to see people, you know, hit home runs, and you get to see the game. And it's a lot of fun, right? It's a several-day activity, festivity, celebration of baseball. You see a lot of the old-timers come out and enjoy the festivities as well. It brings in a lot of revenue to the city that hosts this event. Now, this All-Star Game was going to be hosted at the Atlanta Braves Stadium. Major League Baseball has now caved, and they have said, we're taking the game out of Atlanta because of their new law. Yeah, that's right. Major League Baseball, as an organization, has decided to boycott Georgia. And this they were doing while they also, showing their hypocrisy, signed a brand new deal with Communist China and with a Chinese firm that dropped the NBA over the executive in Hong Kong and their support. I'm not kidding. Major League Baseball is, in America, protesting a democratically passed Georgia voting law, while at the very same time bolstering their ties with a Communist Party-backed Chinese company that cracked down on an NBA executive who supported the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. League Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the decision to pull this year's All-Star Game out of Georgia, saying, quote, Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. He said protesting Georgia's new GOP-backed election integrity law was, quote, the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport. But Major League Baseball signed a deal with Tencent Wednesday, one of China's largest tech companies. It's one of the Chinese firms that briefly dropped NBA games in 2019 after the former Houston Rockets general manager publicly voiced support for pro-democracy protesters facing a Beijing-backed crackdown in Hong Kong. Now, this new deal that the NBA or that Major League Baseball has signed grants Tencent rights to stream Major League Baseball games in a number of Asian countries until 2023. Back in 2018, Major League Baseball and Tencent reached another deal that granted the company streaming rights for 125 games within China. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio slammed the move in a tweet that read, Dear GOP, Major League Baseball caves to pressure and moves draft and All-Star Game out of Georgia on the same week they announced a deal with a company backed by the genocidal Communist Party of China. Why are we still listening to these woke corporate hypocrites on taxes, regulations, and antitrust? Now, critics have accused the league of caving to corporate sponsors as well as owners, which is exactly what they did. And although the league said it asked for players' feedback in its announcement they made on Friday, it's unclear that officials had warned ballplayers of a final decision before announcing it. Aubrey Huff, a former player whose 12-year career included two World Series wins with the San Francisco Giants, tweeted this, saying, quote, "I've talked to several current players and staff today, and they are blanked angry." Major League Baseball sold out to the corporate elite without consulting with the players, threatening millions in sponsorship dollars unless they moved the All-Star game from Atlanta. "I feel bad for the vast majority of the Major League Baseball players that love America in regards to this blindsided decision by the commissioner. But I won't feel bad for you if you don't speak up as a group soon on this decision to leave Georgia. Right now, your conservative base is blanking done." And he's right. Now, here's the part about what happened in Georgia that we all need to understand. And this goes back to what I said at the very beginning. It's time for us to fight back and go to war economically. If Major League Baseball wants to pull this crap off, that's fine. They should be able to pull it off, right? If they want to do this, then fine, let them do it. If they believe that this is what they need to do, then let them do it. I'm okay with that. If you want to do this, that's fine. But don't expect me to spend my dollars with you the very next day, because the Major League Baseball has a team in Atlanta. They have the Atlanta Braves. What Major League Baseball is saying is, they're saying, hey, please come and spend your hard-earned dollars with us. Please watch us on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the entire season. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But just don't watch us on this one day in Atlanta. In other words, to the people of Atlanta that support the Atlanta Braves, right? To the people that support the Atlanta Braves, please come spend all your money, but we're going to condemn you as being spawn of Satan and racist and evil people every other day of the week during the Major League Baseball week of this horrible event that we've had to cancel, the All-Star game, because you guys are so racist. But then we'll go back to being your best friend every other day after that. Give me a break. You scream at me and tell me we're a bunch of racists in Georgia, and now you want me to spend my money with you a couple days later? No. Not going to happen. Sorry. Not going to happen. You can't scream at me and tell me that I'm a racist as a state and then beg me to spend my dollars with you the very next moment. It doesn't work that way. Everybody should get in on this one. And I mean everyone. Everyone should get in on this and say, watch this. Everyone should fight back on this one. Coca-Cola's CEO said the Georgia voting law is unacceptable and is a, quote, step backwards. Now, he doesn't give any actual reasons why it's unacceptable. He just looks like he's in a hostage video being held hostage to attack and assault the people of Georgia who wanted this bill, right? This bill was done democratically. So his own workforce that works for him, he is ripping. But this is the woke chairman and CEO, James Quincy of Coca-Cola. And I'm saying it's time to go to war with companies economically that do this crap. It's time to go to war and stop giving them our money. Listen to this.
Let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia. Around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity. And this is frankly just a step backwards. We've spent many decades promoting within Georgia a better society and a better environment for business, and this is a step backwards. And we're very clear on that, and our position remains the same. This legislation is wrong and needs to be remedied, and we will continue to advocate for it, both in private and now even more clearly in public.
Now, that's not the case, just so you know. Georgia had no real big issues with this law beforehand. Now, all of a sudden, they have all of these problems with this law. They're all freaking out about this law. even Governor Kemp had to come out and talk about all of these scumbags out there just lying about this law. And, you know, Joe Biden came out saying, oh, well, you got to move the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Well, if you're going to move the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, don't you have to then move the Atlanta Braves? Because isn't that, I mean, moving one game doesn't really accomplish anything, right? If you're gonna go down this road as the cancel woke culture is doing it, then I would say to Coca-Cola and everybody else, don't you have to stop your sponsorship with the Atlanta Braves? And this is the reason why I'm calling BS as well on this. This is nothing but fake outrage here. This is nothing but political outrage here by the left and by those saying, oh, well, we're condemning this. You must move the game. What about all the other games that are going to be played there? It's not just Atlanta that plays the games there, right? It's every other Major League Baseball team that flies to Atlanta to play the Atlanta Braves. Are you going to then come out and denounce Atlanta? Are you going to denounce Major League Baseball fans in Georgia who support the Atlanta Braves? Let's talk about the stadium in Atlanta. It's got naming rights to a company. Are you going to demand that company now take their name off the ballpark? What about the concession stands and the advertisements and the TV time? Are you going to condemn that now as Major League? I mean, how woke are we going to go here? How far are we going to go? And let's talk about the lies of this bill. The White House has been lying about this bill. They got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post, the liberal Washington Post. The White House has been lying, claiming this bill makes it where they stop voting at 5 o'clock. That is a lie. On Election Day, that's not true. They standardized times that you could be open for early voting and other things like that, but there was nothing that said that they were going to shut off voting at 5 o'clock at night. That was and is a lie. But the White House keeps saying it. The White House keeps saying it. You want to know why they keep saying it? Because it fits their narrative that this is somehow racist, bigoted law. It fits the narrative. The narrative that they want, which is Georgia voting laws and voter integrity laws are evil and racist, so other states will be afraid to move forward and will be afraid to do this. That's why they are saying this. This is exactly why they are saying this. The governor of Georgia comparing and contrasting Joe Biden's own state of Delaware and the voting law restrictions that they have in Delaware compared to the voting laws that they have in Georgia. Take a listen to the governor of Georgia responding to these assaults, these attacks, these bigoted and racist attacks against the people in Georgia, and comparing their voting laws, their new laws that are just passed, compared to the state Delaware, which Joe Biden is from.
Well, I don't think the president or his handlers actually compared Georgia voting laws to the state of Delaware, where he's from, because we have a lot more opportunities for people to vote early here in the great state of Georgia than in Delaware, and perhaps people will compare those. This bill that I just signed, is expanding the opportunity for people to vote early here in Georgia again, with even additional potential for people to vote on Saturday and Sunday. It's further securing the absentee ballot process by simply adding a photo ID requirement or number from your ID that will actually speed up the absentee balloting by mail process, which was very slow after this last election. Take the arbitrary part of that away. So really it's an election integrity bill, but also expands access. So it's kind of ironic that the president would be against that.
Governor, your critics say, and President Biden calling it Jim Crow 2.0, specifically the heaviest criticism is that this new law limits voting access to African Americans specifically. What do you say to that?
Well, I can, truthfully look in the camera and ask my African American friends and other African Americans in Georgia to simply find out what's in the bill versus just the blank statement of this is Jim Crow or, this is voter suppression or this is racist, because it is not. It expands early voting in Georgia. It also further secures the ballot with the photo ID requirement. And I would urge them to do just that and ask themselves, who's being truthful to you here? Is it the governor and the legislature that just voted on this bill? Or is it, you know, a lot of these third party groups that are making millions off of putting this false narrative out there? Or the president that obviously doesn't know what his own voting laws are in his own state?
His own voting laws are in his own state. He's absolutely right, by the way. He has no idea what's actually happening in his own state. He has no clue. Now, Governor Kemp responding to Biden's criticism of these new voting laws, we have more opportunity for early voting than in Delaware.
It's an atrocity. The idea, if you want any indication that it has nothing to do with fairness, nothing to do with decency, they passed a law saying you can't provide water for people standing in line while they're waiting to vote. You don't need anything else to know that this is nothing but punitive, designed to keep people from voting.
By the way, what he just said there was fact-checked by the Washington Post. It's a lie. Joe Biden telling people you can't even provide water. That's not true. What they said was activist groups, political groups aren't allowed to give out food and water, right? Because that could influence how you vote. That could influence the way that you vote. If you're standing there in line and someone brings you a barbecue sandwich or a pizza, it could influence the way that you vote. Or starts bringing you Cokes or Diet Cokes or whatever it is, or water. And so what they said was, is nonpartisan people can help? Yes. Nonpartisan people can bring you water while you're sitting in line if there's a long line. But you cannot have partisan groups within X number of feet handing out free food to maybe get you to vote. That is what they said. Now, that is completely different than what Joe Biden has said. Joe Biden said, oh, they're going to shut down voting at 5 o'clock at night. We also know that that is an absolute lie. That is not what the law says at all. Not even close. But all these companies jumped on this, let's be woke. And now it's time for us to say, okay, we're not going to give you any of our money until you figure it out. We're not putting up with this crap. Delta Airlines, you're going to stop being involved with the Atlanta Braves? Of course not, right? It's too good for money. You're going to stop working with the people of Atlanta and Georgia? Where your hub is? Of course not. You know, one of the things that they did in the legislature before they recessed is they said, all right, you guys want to play this game? You want to call us a bunch of racists? You want to attack us and take away the All-Star game? You want to condemn our state, which you are in? Fine. We'll take away your tax breaks. And that's exactly what we need to start doing at the legislative level. These guys don't fight fair. And if they don't fight fair, then let's go. Let's go. You don't want to fight fair? Then let's, okay, you want to play this game? Two can play this game. You want to tell me that because I want to show an ID when I vote that I'm now a racist? Let's really dive into that. Did you know I can't pick up tickets? Not allowed to pick up tickets at Major League Baseball games without showing an ID. Did you know I'm not allowed to go to the share owners meetings for Coca-Cola without showing an ID? Same with Delta Airlines. Same with Delta Airlines. I'm not allowed to go into those meetings without showing my ID. Major League Baseball requires photo ID to pick up tickets from will call. But they want to boycott Georgia for a voter ID law that does the same thing. If a voter ID is racist, then let's talk about vaccine passports, which all these people are in favor of real quick. How are vaccine passports not also racist? My question to Democrats is, make up your mind. Which one is it? Coca-Cola required an ID in their 2020 shareholders meeting, but they slammed Georgia for their voter ID law. Yeah. So they're fine with IDs. And by the way, Democrat leaders calling voter ID laws racist, according to a new AP poll, and this is where we need to start acting like we're not in the minority, that we are actually in the majority, and this is part of the problem with conservatives, is we don't do this well enough, right? We don't do this well enough anymore. We don't stand up for what we believe in and fight back hard enough anymore. Let me give you an example of what I mean. According to the AP, 72% of Americans are in favor of voter ID, including a majority of Democrats. That's right. Majorities in the U.S. favor automatic voter registration and photo ID requirements. A new AP poll found about half of Republicans and three-quarters of Democrats favor automatic voter registration. Republicans overwhelmingly favor photo ID requirements to vote, as do a majority of Democrats. Requiring all voters to provide photo identification in order to vote. All adults, 72%. Democrats, 56%. Republicans, 91%. Why is it that you think all these lefties came out and against Georgia and screamed racism? And why do you think all these race-baiting Al Sharpton, Jesse Jacksons, the people that make money off this crap, came out threatening to call any company in Georgia that didn't condemn this racist companies? Why do you think they did it? Because this is how they gain an advantage. They don't want secure elections. They don't want free elections. That's not what they want. They want to influence elections. They want to do everything they can to influence elections and be able to alter and change the outcome of elections to their favor, have it in their favor. So when all these companies in Georgia come out condemning, you know, this voter law, they're condemning the citizens in their state, and they're also against the majority of Americans. I go back to the AP poll here. We're not in the minority here. We're overwhelmingly in the majority. 72% of Americans are in favor of voter ID. Hell, AT&T, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Coca-Cola, all of these woke companies, they all require IDs to get into their shareholder meetings, which is to vote at shareholder meetings. You can't get into one of these meetings without, I'll say it again, you cannot get into these meetings without showing an ID. You can't just walk up and say, I don't have an ID, but I want to come in. Nope, they won't let you. You want to go to a baseball game? You can't go to a baseball game without an ID. Not allowed to do it, folks. Can't even get into a game and get your tickets at will call without an ID. There is a reason why. And the reason is very clear. Because they want safety. They want security. They want to make sure that someone doesn't steal your tickets at a game and then they have a fiasco getting your tickets. Think about that. And that's not even a vote. Why does Major League Baseball ask for your ID when you go pick up your tickets? Because they don't want someone to steal your identity. They don't want to deal with someone stealing your tickets. Right? That's not what they want. They don't want someone stealing your tickets. And then they got to deal with the fallout. How do you replace tickets when they've been stolen, right? Major League Baseball isn't stupid. They know what's up here. Why do you think that Delta Airlines makes you show an ID to get on a plane? They've never come out saying it's racist to show an ID to get on their plane because they want security. That's why. They want security, folks. That's all they want is ultimate security and safety on their planes. So that is why they have decided that you want to show an ID. And if they thought it was racist, as they are saying it is in Georgia, then they should have come out and gone to the TSA or the federal government saying, hey, we believe that it's racist to force someone to show an ID to get on our planes. They've never once come out and said that because they understand that it's stupid to allow a bunch of people on a plane without an ID. So go to a Major League Baseball game, show an ID to get your tickets at will call. Go to a shareholders meeting, show an ID for Delta Airlines, for Coca-Cola. Can't get in without showing ID that you are supposed to be there and you are who you say you are. But the woke mob comes out and attacks. The woke mob comes out and goes after a state because they secured their elections, giving more opportunities to vote than they have in Delaware. The state, the home state of the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden. And everybody goes, oh, they're racist. Oh, we're going to condemn it. You must steal the game. You must take the Ulster game. Fine. Don't go to the games anymore. Don't watch Major League Baseball. At some point, somebody's going to cross the line. And the NBA, the NFL, and I don't know at what point people just get so sick of this crap that they finally just move away from it. You know, last night I did not watch either of the big games. I didn't watch them. And the reason why, and I'm coming out of college, is I'm not connected to sports like I was several years ago. I'm a sports guy. I played sports in college. I'm obsessed with sports, or I was. I've moved on because I don't really care, and it's, you know, who's in the Final Four? I know a lot of people that really don't even know. They don't care anymore. I'm talking about guys that we used to have the parties and the cookouts. We used to be all in for this. Major League Baseball, they're doing exactly what the NFL has done to me. I don't care. Same thing with NBA basketball. I don't care anymore. I used to know every single player of my home team. The Grizzlies were my team. I don't know any of the players' names right now. I'm not kidding. You could put a gun to my head right now, and you could say, tell me a player on the Grizzlies team, and I couldn't tell you one. Now, I could tell you a couple years ago, before all this woke nonsense started, I could tell you Mike Conley and Gasol and Zebo, Tony Allen. I could tell you their names. I was a fan. But when they started doing all the kneeling crap, slowly but surely you've turned me away from these sports, and that's what's going to happen in Major League Baseball. I think what they just did here with the All-Star game is going to have major consequences. I hope that people will turn them off. I hope that people will start to economically go to war with these corporations that go every time that someone threatens to call them racist, and they try to go woke. You know, there's a saying, go woke and go broke, and I'm hoping that that's part of what starts to happen. I hope that we when we are in the majority here, excuse me, I go back to those numbers real quick. We are in the majority, not in the minority, when it comes to these laws. The Associated Press says 72% of Americans are in favor of voter ID. Major League Baseball is in favor of voter ID to pick up your tickets. Major League Baseball is partners with Coca-Cola, who demands you have an ID to get in the shareholder meeting. Same with Delta, and same to get on their planes. They're all in favor of voter IDs until somebody threatened to say, you're racist if you don't do what we tell you to do, which is denounce this law and say, Major League Baseball, you must pull the All-Star game. And all these companies must come out and denounce this law. Okay, then get the hell out of the state. Get the hell out of the state, and I'll leave it at that.